With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Art can have a positive impact on communities of all sizes, but bringing the arts to a place faces different challenges at different population sizes. A local woman wants to support arts in the tiniest of communities. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
Lynn Ritchie's background is in community development.
I don't have an arts background, but I see what arts brings to a community.
Ritchie is the chairperson of the public art program in Land O'Lakes and helped bring Lola to the town of fewer than 1,000 residents. As she got more involved with the arts and attended conferences, Ritchie became somewhat frustrated that while they provided good information, it was hard to scale things down to a community the size of Land O'Lakes, even at conferences designed with rural communities in mind.
They never really relate to little communities because they're always talking 10 or 20,000 people communities.
Ritchie has seen how much arts can impact a community, from getting people young and old engaged to economic development.
When Artistry Gallery and Lola started, more letters came in about, thank goodness, we are so glad you're here. You've helped so much. And because of those kind of programs, the community developed and drew more art people in, and more people that actually put money into our community because they believed in it.
Ritchie wants to see micro communities put their heads together and see what they're capable of. She reached out to the Wisconsin Arts Board to create the Arts in the Micro Community event. It's for arts organizations and community leaders that come from communities with populations under 2,500. Those north of Highway 8 and from the Upper Peninsula are welcome. The event is May 12th at Lowenwood in Land O'Lakes.
So many times people think art is just foo-foo. It's just, that's a hobby. That's just a little hobby. And they don't realize the economic value of what arts brings to a community. And so it'd be nice to have them come and see what's happening and see the people that are actually involved in it.
You can find additional details at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
The governor has signed a $6.2 million contract for improvements to Highway 8 just outside of Rhinelander. Work will be done on Highway 8 in the town of Pelican. The project will include the creation of roundabouts where there are existing stoplights at the Highway 8 intersections with Highway 17 and County Highway G. Crews will also remove existing asphalt and concrete pavement and install new asphalt pavement. Musson Brothers is the prime contractor. A detour will be in place for Highway 8 during construction. Work is expected to begin in April and be finished by November. A construction information meeting will be held April 2nd at 5 p.m. at the Rhinelander City Hall. A Crandon man is being held on $100,000 cash bond after being arrested on an allegation of possession of child pornography. The Forest County Sheriff's Office says the arrest of 34-year-old Benjamin Ritchie followed an investigation into online offenses involving the sexual exploitation of minors. The investigation began in December after tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Local and state investigators conducted a digital investigation, which led to a search warrant for a residence in Crandon. Ritchie was arrested earlier this month. A second Republican leader in the Wisconsin legislature has announced they will not seek re-election this fall. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu announced Thursday he would not seek a fourth term. It's another sign of the seismic shift in politics in the key battleground state. The two highest-ranking Republicans in the legislature are retiring, along with Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Democrats are optimistic they can win a majority in the state Senate, thanks in part to recently revised district boundaries. A law to ensure adequate testing for breast cancer for those with dense breasts has been signed into law. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill in honor of Gail Zeemer, a Wisconsin woman who died after a late-stage diagnosis caused by undetected cancer in dense breast tissue.
Gail Zeemer was a wife and mother, friend and neighbor, and hers is a story shared by countless women across the state each and every day. The system failed her. By making these changes, we're ensuring no woman slips through the cracks because they weren't able to afford additional tests not covered by insurance.
Gail Zeemer died in June of 2024, but her husband and family members kept advocating for Gail's law to help with early detection and mitigate health care disparities. Her daughters said their mother wanted women to have access to necessary breast cancer screenings without costs standing in the way. With the flurry of data centers and large farm expansions across Wisconsin, rural advocates are voicing concerns about what they see as a pattern of corporate extraction from their communities. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The state has at least 50 data centers and more than 350 permits for concentrated animal feeding operation permits, with pending projects for both. Two of the state's AI data centers will reportedly use more energy than all of the homes in the state, according to Clean Wisconsin. And Danny Akinson with Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin says both industries consume millions of gallons of water and pose significant climate risks to air, land, and water quality.
These two industries are just two examples of a big corporate agenda that is extracting wealth from our communities, extracting resources, and subsidizing the costs of their operations onto community members.
Data center supporters say they're critical for economic development, job creation, and boosting the state's digital infrastructure. And CAFO operators argue there are state regulations that ensure safeguards for the environment and that expansion is necessary to meet increasing demand. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.